Finding ways to maximize the energy efficiency of your home while saving money is a goal of most residential property owners here at Sault Ste. Marie. Whether you're a homeowner or a landlord, the Government of Ontario is offering a high level of support for such initiatives through exceptional rebate programs. The key is understanding the proper steps to take to secure those rebates, and that's where it pays to consult an expert in heating, cooling, and airtight insulation. As a homeowner, you need to be sure that you're thinking of all the areas in your home, including insulating, upgrading or changing out your furnace, installing a heat pump, said Brandon Stubbs, owner of the D&M Group of companies offering HVAC, plumbing, contracting, and spray foam insulation services. The reason Stubbs suggests you make a definitive decision to upgrade is because of the steps involved in getting rebates approved. Part of the process involves getting a proper HVAC assessment done along with an air tightness test of your property. The cost of the energy assessment is $750 and is a critical analysis of the current level of energy efficiency of your home. If you proceed with a new furnace and heat pump installation or a ductless heat pump installation, the cost of the assessment will be reimbursed on top of the qualifying rebate by the government incentives. If you get the qualified equipment installed that meets the NEEP stamp of approval tied to the rebates, you will get $600 of the $750 back for the assessment, said Stubbs. The energy assessment is not free. If the homeowner paid for the first half of the assessment and wishes not to move forward with any upgrades, then that is up to the homeowner's discretion to follow through with the second half of the energy assessment or not. According to Stubbs, the right way to approach an upgrade to your HVAC system or insulating your attic, crawl space, or unfinished basement is to have the experts from D&M Heating and Cooling come in and present a complimentary estimate for the equipment or insulation upgrade. That way you are aware of the exact costs and the potential rebate for which you may qualify for. Our sales team, estimators, and comfort advisors can give you an idea of the costs you're looking at for all your home upgrades, he said. They can't guarantee you're going to get a rebate, but our sales team is very knowledgeable and can give you all the information you need to know. For example, what it will cost, and this is roughly the amount you will be qualified for. These are the steps to take to schedule an appointment for the energy assessment. We are here to answer any homeowner's questions they may have for any products that we can provide you. If you decide not to go ahead with it, it doesn't cost you anything. Stubbs said there are a large number of rebates available to upgrade any HVAC systems as well as substantial rebates for spray foam insulation applications. However, given the popularity of the rebate program, he suggests anyone considering upgrading should do it now and not to wait. The rebates they have out this year are almost unprecedented. I don't know if they're going to last for the whole year. Right now, there's rebates available of up to $10,000 to help upgrade your home. They've never offered anything close to that in recent years. Our equipment qualifies for the maximum rebate. With the amount of people who have applied this year, I'd be surprised if it lasts beyond this year. A few of the added options of the current energy rebate program are that it allows landlords or non-Enbridge customers to take advantage of this program. They do not go off your household income as in previous years. Previously, the rebates were only offered to owner-occupied homes. Now, if you own a rental property, you qualify to have the crawl space, attic, or unfinished rooms insulated and upgrade your HVAC system and receive a rebate. To find out more, visit D&M online.